He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Wednesday morning, and welcome to the second half of 2015. Boy, where did the first half go is what I would like to know. But we've got a pretty good start to the second half of the year. And I said that the second half of the year would be a lot better than the first half of this year. Well, so far, one day in the books, not yet, not quite yet. We still got quite a ways to go before the closing bell. But right now we have the Dow up 178 points. Greece has a deal. Greece doesn't have a deal. Greece has a deal. Greece doesn't have a deal. That's the way it's been going now for the last several months here. The Dow is at 17,798. It is up 1% year to date, or 1% today only. The NASDAQ is up a whopping 51 points. Are you glad you didn't sell on Monday when the market was down 300 points? You know, you've got to put these sell-offs in perspective and say, is this the one that's going to bring an end to the bull market that's been going on for 6 years and 14 weeks? And the answer that I gave was, I don't think so. Well, so far we've had two good recovery days here. The NASDAQ is at 5,036. It's also up 1% today. The S&P 500 is up about 19 at 2,081. Crude oil is off about 2%, 58.37. Gold is off 0.4%. A couple of areas I do not like commodities. Gold is at 1167. The euro is at 1.106. Ouch, that 10-year yield bouncing higher today, 2.43%. Another area of the market that I would avoid. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in the Wall Street of the West, San Diego, California. I'm right in the heart of the financial district here in downtown San Diego. And it's either a Greece bailout or it isn't a Greece bailout. Here's what's happened while you slept. The midnight deadline arrived for Greece, bringing a default. They're officially in default. What do? Do they get evicted from Greece? I don't know. Do they get foreclosed? Does the IMF take over their country? They're the first country to default on a payment to the International Monetary Fund. You know, there was wrangling right up till the midnight hour. I'm going to wait till the midnight hour, said Alex Tsipras, their president, who I don't have a lot of respect for. Finally, he proposed a two-year deal at the very end of the deadline before he turned into a pumpkin when the clock struck midnight, and Europe said, forget about it. They were not even interested in his proposal. Well, what's happened since then? Because the market has been in rally mode. Well, stock futures this morning, we're pointing to a strong open on reports that Greece is now ready to accept all conditions in order to secure a bailout. Where have I heard this before? I have never seen such a saga. You know, I read, for whatever reasons, I had to take a foreign language in college, and the Spanish classes were full. I ended up in ancient Greek for 2 years. And I've read some novels in ancient Greek. I mastered the alphabet there and was able to read and converse pretty well in ancient Greek. There weren't a lot of ancient Greeks to talk with on the weekend and practice my, new language, my newfound skills. But I've read a lot of Greek novels in Greek. This one tops them all. It really does, going back and forth and back and forth and back and forth. Now, let's not forget about Puerto Rico, which is all of a sudden entered in to the wall of worry. Let's add a couple more bricks to the wall of worry that the market climbs every day. Puerto Rico is a new one, but the Puerto Rico Utility Company will be able to make its $416 million debt payment today. How would you like to make a $416 million debt payment? You thought your mortgage was big. Well, they didn't think they were going to make it, but they did make it. But Puerto Rico is running out of money. Meanwhile, here in the U.S., the jobs picture continues to be robust. Maybe it's not for you. I don't know. A lot of our perspective on the jobs picture is how our family's doing. How are your kids doing? How are you doing with your jobs picture? Well, the private sector supposedly added, according to ADP, 237,000 jobs. And that's one of the reasons that I have remained bullish on the market now, going on 6 years and 14 weeks. One of the pieces of the puzzle is the jobs picture. And as long as the jobs picture remains strong, it's hard to imagine a recession right around the corner. And the other factor here, as we reach full employment, which many would say we're at now, unless you're unemployed, you're not at full employment, but many would say we're at full employment, which puts the Fed way behind the curve. And that's why interest rates are bolting higher. And that's why I warned several months ago to get off the railroad tracks of the bond market, because there's a freight train a-coming. And boy, did it hit. And it's got a lot more damage to do, in my opinion. But if you believe in asset allocation and having half of your assets in the bond market, or 60% of your assets in the bond market because the robots say so, well, then more power to you. I've also said to stay away from the utilities, which are also interest rate sensitive. I thought they're for widows and orphans, not in a rising interest rate environment. And I've also said to stay away from real estate investment trust, which are also interest rate sensitive. Meanwhile, they're marching in Hong Kong once again, calling on the Chinese-controlled city leader to resign. You see, they've got kind of a puppet there leading Hong Kong. China keeps a thumb on Hong Kong. Thousands of Hong Kong protesters marched for full democracy on Wednesday. Boy, I can remember not too long ago, what was it, when 500,000 showed up for the annual July 1st march. And, of course, Hong Kong returned to China in 1997, and they keep clamoring. You know, we all want freedom. Of course, financial markets are closed in Hong Kong today, so not having much impact. Russia has cut off the pipeline to Ukraine once again. There's another one that goes back and forth and back and forth. How cruel can you be? Of course, it is July, but Putin has cut off the gas supply to Ukraine once again as negotiations between Russia and Ukraine have fallen apart. He's keeping the pipeline open to Europe, however, especially to Greece, I think, which he's wooing at the current time, trying to get Greece on his side of the ledger instead of the European Union's side of the ledger. A few earnings reports coming in today. Two of my stocks. Let's see how they're doing here today. I think I'm going to feature at least one of them, maybe both of them. It's Constellation Brands, which has a lot of different labels, including Corona Beer. Constellation Brands, STZ, let's see how it's doing. It's up 1.6%, so it's better than missing earnings, I suppose. What else is happening here today of interest? Amazon is expanding their Mexican operations big time. I'm an owner of Amazon in my conservative growth large cap account. Mexico's always had a problem with Amazon. Mexico has 120 million people. GDP of 1.3 trillion, but unreliable shipping and a lack of credit have slowed e-commerce adoption in this country. But Amazon is looking to address those issues by enabling order pickups at hundreds of locations. You know, if they just put them near the Tecate stores, there's lots of those. People go there all the time in Mexico. There's one on every corner if you ever travel to Mexico. unreliable shipping. I can attest to that. I tried to ship a boat part down to Mexico. I don't know where it ended up. I think it's in Panama somewhere. How about Taser body cameras? That's a hot business right now. 300 body cameras going to Fresno now. Instead of GoPro, people should be looking into Taser and their Axon body cameras. They're flying off the shelves right now. I've said that insurance stocks are on the sunny side of the street in a rising interest rate environment, and there's a big insurance deal going down today, and the insurance stocks are moving higher. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We'll be right back.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Apperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the BestStocksNowApp is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, let's take a look here at what I consider a best stock. Now, the large cap arena has been kind of a difficult one. It's not bad, you know, it's not as bad as other areas of the market, but look, the Dow's up 0% this year, 1%. Those are large cap stocks. The S&P 500's up 2% at best this year so far, the first half of this year. So it hasn't been exactly a screaming market here. If you're up at all this year, congratulations. And I, you know, all of my counts finished well into the positive territory for the first half of this year. We'll be sending out our report cards here in the next few days. My best performing portfolio was my moderate risk, which is Model B, which was up about 8 or 9% for the first half of the year. But large caps, there's good ones, there's bad ones, there's mediocre ones, there's terrible ones, there's outstanding ones, and one that I've owned for quite a while because it's been a pretty good growth story is a company by the name of Constellation Brands, which is headquartered in, let's see where they're headquartered, I believe somewhere back east on the eastern seaboard, Victor, New York. Constellation Brands is a $23 billion market cap company, making it a large cap stock. Not really a growth and income story, although it could be. It pays 0.3% dividend yield, 0.3%. Constellation Brands, back in 2009, at the bottom of the recession, was a $10 stock. Today, it's a $117 stock. Now, let's look at some of their brands. Maybe you're familiar with some of these. I don't know. But in the wine category, Robert Mondavi Winery in Napa Valley, Clos du Bois, Blackstone Winemakers Select, Estancia, Ravenswood, Kim Crawford, Inniskillen, Jackson Triggs, Black Box, Franciscan Estate, Napa Valley, Mark West, Rufino. Oh, I see. There's lots of pages of these things. Holy cow. They got. I'm not going to go on reading the Manischewitz. I think I've heard of that one. Let's take a look at their beer brands. Corona Extra, Modelo, Corona Light, Negra Modelo, Pacifico, a lot of Mexican beers here, Tsingtao, I don't think that's a Mexican beer, Victoria, Cerveza Modelo Especial Chilada, okay, then they own some spirits, let's see what their spirits are, Svedka, Black Velvet, Casa Noble, Paul Masson Brandy. Then there's some specialty beverages. Let's see what that's all about. Arbor Mist Cooks, Premium Cider Growers, Naked Grape, okay, Wild Irish Rose. Those are some of the brands. But what have those brands translated into for the shareholder of the stock? That's all I care about. I look at this from an investment perspective. Well, over the last 10 years, and of course they're a very acquisitive company, buying up brands that have their following, I suppose. Over the last 10 years, Constellation Brands has delivered to their investors 14.7% per year, while the market's delivered only 5.7%. Over the last 5 years, Constellation Brands has run circles around the market as far as stock price appreciation for its shareholders. STZ has delivered 49% per year over the last 5 years. That's pretty astonishing. That's that $10 to $117 move that it's made, while the market's delivered 14.9%. And over the last 3 years, it remains very strong. Over the last 3 years, Constellation Brands has delivered 63% per year, while the market has delivered 14.8%, and it's had a good run over the last 12 months. The stock's up 32%, What do you think the stock market's up from last year to this year, the last 12 months? It's up a paltry 5.3%. And why is that? Because we've had a slowdown in earnings. But I expect those earnings to resume. In fact, I believe they're resuming about now. I said the second half of 2015 and going into 2016, I think we could have a little head of steam. And we could have a pretty good second half of the year. Of course, every baseball team in America is saying that right now as we approach the All-Star break. Oh, we're going to kill it in the second half of the year. We weren't so good. I saw the Padres play the Mariners, two teams that are way underperforming their expectations. I mean, look, the Mariners have got Cano. They've got Nelson Cruz. They've got King Felix. They've got a pretty good lineup, and yet they're, what, eight games under 500, something like that. And the Padres with Matt Kemp and Justin Upton and Shields were underperforming too. Well, you know, that's the way it is. If you're a Mariner fan or if you're a Padre fan, you're just used to this kind of thing. But we're going to have a good second half, doggone it. And I think the market's going to have a good second half. Well, Constellation Brands gets a performance grade of all of the stocks in my database, which we're going to be adding a bunch. My intern finally arrived. He graduated from college. He's a number cruncher. And he's going to be adding, which I've fallen behind. I normally add them as we go, but there's been just a spate of IPOs. I'm adding a lot of foreign stocks to the database. Hey, if there's something around the world going on, I want to know about it, especially if it's an individual stock. Well, there's 4,151 right now in my database, soon to be more. Constellation Brands gets an A performance grade. Now let's look at valuation. Well, when I take a look at Constellation Brands earnings, which are expected to be $5.56 per share next year, that's a lot of earnings. That's a lot of bottom line there. And when I grow those earnings out, here's a company that's been growing by 21% per year. I guess this is a growth industry. What can I say? And when I apply a multiple that I think is appropriate for a company in this industry, which there's some comparables out there, I come up with a five-year target price north of 220, 230, somewhere in there, and the stock's currently trading at 117. You know, there's a lot that can happen between now and then, but again, stocks trade on expectations, and those are the expectations. Those are my expectations right now. I require performance, which obviously Constellation Brands has delivered. It's an A performance grade, and I require value. And it also has that. And it's a stock that I continue to own in my conservative growth portfolio, which is mostly made up of large cap stocks. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNow app database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNow app was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Apperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the BestStocksNow app is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com. Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to, and the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son, and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out, and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe." Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. As the Greek saga continues, they're trying to protect people's pensions, which is noble of them, but you need the money to pay the pensions. So you've got to make reforms in other areas. If you want to keep the pensions going to everybody, then you've got to make reforms in other areas, or you've got to increase tax. Something has to give. You have to balance the budget somewhere. But, of course, they want Europe to come in and support their spending habits, and Europe's not going to do it. Something has to give. And they will have their referendum on Sunday. They've been offered a plan. They've been offered a bailout package by the IMF once again. But they've got to do some things on their part. That's a two-way deal here. That's how negotiations work. And he wants to stand with his feet dug into the sand. No, this is Europe's problem. This is not Greece's problem. And the people will vote, supposedly, this Sunday on whether or not they want to accept the plan. And if they vote no on the plan, they're really left with very few options. I don't know if they've still got the printing presses to print up the drachma. Then they can pay people, their pension people, in drachmas. And what will that do? What will become of that currency? What will become of inflation in Greece if they're on their own with their own currency? It would not be a pretty picture. So the saga goes on, and it, meanwhile, the whole market, world markets, are held hostage until this thing gets resolved. In the meantime, like I said on Tuesday of this week, I said, well, you know what, does that really impact the earnings of Constellation Brands here in New York, or over in New York? I mean, they're expected to make $5.56 next year. Does the Greek situation lower their earnings forecast? No, it has nothing to do with it whatsoever. So some things are disconnected. Now, if you're buying Greek bonds or anything connected to Europe, I suppose, yeah, it's connected to the Greece situation. But for the most part, most of the investing I do has no connection whatsoever. And I don't think in any way possible, shape possible, that it's the nail in the coffin of the current bull market that's been going on for over 6 years now. But it's a something you got to deal with. We had a 300-point down day, basically, because of the Greece situation. So it is impacting you as you go to work. It is impacting your 401k. It is impacting your IRA. It is impacting that trust fund that you inherited from your father or mother. Yes, it's impacting. But it's also, in my opinion, a temporary situation that eventually will get resolved. Okay, in the meantime, what do? We buy best stocks now. That's what I do here at Gunderson Capital Management. At least I attempt to. They don't always turn out to be best stocks now. But I have the criteria that I demand, that I require to be able to call a stock a potential best stock now. This is probably one mid-cap that you've probably never heard of. It said, no, you know what? I've featured this thing before. In fact, a few times. This one's in Atlanta, Georgia, where we have a lot of listeners, where I have a lot of clients. We talk to Georgia daily, several times. And a little company you have, you probably think I'm going to talk about Coca-Cola. You probably think I'm going to talk about Home Depot, which are headquartered in Atlanta. No. I've talked about this one before. The name of it is Acuity Brands. The symbol is AYI on the New York Stock Exchange. It fits into the mid-cap arena, which has been a strong area of the market this year. This is an $8 billion company. We talked about Constellation Brands, which is a $22 billion company. Constellation has grown up to be a large cap stock. Maybe Acuity will someday. But Acuity's had similar success as Constellation Brands. If you go back to 2009 at the bottom of the recession, Acuity was a $20 stock. Today it's a $185 stock. Tells me management's pretty good. Got some Cracker Jacks running that company. What do they do? Now, this is really glamorous and sexy. It's a holding company engaged of the production of lighting products for the industrial, commercial, and residential markets. Lighting products. I'm sure you can go to their website and see if they have anything that you might need for your parking lot or your home. But here's the interesting, here's the sexy part of the story. Over the last 5 years, their earnings have been growing at a rate of 18% per year. When I look at the recent 4 quarters of earnings growth, I see 37%. I see 44%. I see 38%. I see 22%. This is a stock that I last featured on the show here. Let's take a look. I featured it on 5/14, May 14th. I also featured on April 1st. That means if I'm featuring it again, it means it continues to do well and continues to hit new highs. Like I say, this is probably a mid-cap, one of the best mid-caps that you've never heard of. Over the last 10 years, it's done even way better than Constellation Brands. It's averaged 25% per year returns to investors, while the market has averaged just 5.7. Over the last 5 years, 38.7%. Does it pay a dividend? I don't think so, but we're going to make sure. The dividend yield on Acuity Brands, yeah, it pays the same dividend yield as Constellation Brands, 0.3%. So you get a little check twice a year from Acuity Brands. Over the last 3 years, Acuity Brands has delivered 53% per year, while the market's delivered 14%. And over the last 12 months, while the market is crawling along at a snail's pace of 5%, Acuity Brands has been running at a pace of 30%. By the way, let's just take a look. Market over the last 12 months is up 5%. The bond market, on the other hand, over the last 12 months, just out of curiosity, the last 12 months, the bond market, the bond market's up 6.3. So over the last 12 months, the bond market has actually outperformed the stock market. But look at over the last 3 months, the bond market, the long bond is down 9.4%. So that interest rate rise, that elevation of interest rates came along suddenly. It started happening about 3 months ago, and the prospects don't look good going forward. Now, Acuity Brands gets a performance grade. I want to say that this is one of the A-plus performers, almost. It's an A. When I take a look at all the stocks out there to choose from and compare the performance on a relative basis, and when I grade on the curve, just like a classroom, a 4,100, Acuity Brands comes in with an A performance grade. Now, from a value proposition, it's not the cheapest stock in the world right now, but when I take their earnings estimates next year, what are they expected to earn? $6.70, which would be 25% growth over last year. Now, remember, we keep talking about 2016 and how I see a good resumption in growth after, you know, we stalled out here in 2015. Well, here's a good example. Acuity Brands is expected to make 25% more in earnings next year in 2016 than this year, 2015. And I see that pattern in a lot of stocks in the S&P 500, which keeps me bullish on the market. As long as earnings continue to rise overall on those S&P 500 stocks, then the bull market's going to continue. But when they eventually top out, and when they start to recede, then you're looking at the next bear market. And we don't know when that will begin, but right now there's no signs that that bear market is anywhere out there yet. But look how fast this rising interest rate environment swept across the market. That falling earnings environment can sweep across the market very, very quickly. That's why I'm here every day. That's why I write the newsletter every week and stay on top of these things. Acuity Brands is a stock I own in my moderate growth account, moderate risk profile, and I consider it a best stock now. We'll be right back.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNow app was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Apperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the BestStocksNow app is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Lady Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Thank you.
welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, we've talked about Greece. We've talked about Puerto Rico. We've talked about China. We've talked about Mexico. We've talked about Modelo. We've talked about Corona. We've talked about a lighting company out of Atlanta that's one of the best mid-caps that you've never heard of. The last topic I want to talk about is this pension issue, which Greece is doing everything they can do to protect the folks that have retired. You know, they have a pretty early retirement age in Greece. I want to say it's right around 50 years old, and you've got a pension for life. Well, you know what? San Diego had one of the biggest pension crises in the history of the United States not too long ago, within the last decade. Here's the problem. They weren't funding the pension funds enough to someday support it. Where's the money going to come from if you don't have enough money to support the retirees? And it's been a controversial subject here in San Diego for quite some time, but it nearly bankrupted San Diego, California, because the pension obligations outweighed the funding that had gone in to those pension obligations. The numbers didn't work out, and they had to come in. Luckily, we had a mayor that we elected that was kind of a turnaround expert, and I think he did a terrific job in getting the pension mess straightened out. And they did a lot of reform on the pension system. They found that it was a little bit too generous. And in fact, we've had some ballot measures since then, and I don't know which side of the coin you fall on this, but the firefighters here in San Diego now have a 401k system where money's taken out, like most of America, most of the private sector is a 401k system. And I talk to folks every single day that are having 10 to 15% of their paycheck put aside every week out of their paycheck into their 401k. And some companies might match just a little bit. But I would say on the public sector that they have a little bit more generous. In fact, my observation has been the folks that I meet with, the ones that really have the big retirement funds are those that worked in the public sector, not the private sector. But it is what it is. You know, the firefighters, eventually they lost their pension system. I mean, the ones that already had it, they're grandfathered in, but new hires have a 401k system. The city of San Diego passed a ballot measure that required a 401k system and for the firefighters to contribute to their retirement. Now, Greece, this is really the center of the storm in Greece. They have underfunded. They don't have the money. They're not bringing in the money. They didn't set aside the money to support a lopsided pension system that begins at a very early age. So there has to be. San Diego had to address the problem. We didn't tell California, hey, California, this is your problem. This isn't a San Diego problem. Well, we didn't tell the federal government, hey, this is your problem. You know, Detroit had the same issue. Detroit, did they declare bankruptcy? I want to say that they did, and they've been working their way out of bankruptcy, but they had a similar problem where they didn't have enough money to meet the obligations that they had promised. I want to say Social Security has the same issue. There's going to come a time when the Social Security system is not taking in enough money to support all the obligations and all the promises that it's made. Greece is at that point, and they've been at that point for the last 5 or 6 years now. So there has to come reform, correct? Am I wrong? Is that not just common sense? From the accounting side, my accounting background, which is quite extensive, it's a numbers game. You can make a big spreadsheet, pretty simple, and you have to figure out how much you're taking in, what's the cost of managing it all, what's the overhead of it all the middle managers and everything, How much is left over and what are your obligations? And how many people are you adding to the rolls every year of those obligations? And are you bringing in enough money? Is your economy growing fast enough to support it? It's just math. I mean, any CPA could go over there to Greece and look at their books and show them. And, of course, they've been underreporting the mess that they were really in. They were cooking the books when they got their loans. And when they went in and examined their books, it was a much worse mess than they ever had imagined. So how can Greece sit there and dig their heels in and say, we're not going to reform, we're not willing to give? Apparently what they're giving is very little, because Europe says, we're not interested in that. You've got to promise us more reform than that, because it's a broken system. You have to fix the system. Throwing more money at it from other countries is not fixing the system. You have an internal problem that needs to be addressed and needs to be fixed. They actually interviewed a former prime minister of Greece. He sounded pretty sharp to me. He knew exactly what the problem was and what needs to be done. But the current regime is a communist regime. And they see things a little differently. They see it through social justice eyes. The problem is, mathematics don't always support social justice, which is basically communism by another name. So anyways, it is what it is. Greece has to do something. They have to reform. They need some accountants in there. Let's send 3 or 4 CPAs from America and tell them what exactly they do. That's what any turnaround person has to do. If a company is failing, you have to sit down with a sharp pencil and figure out what reforms you got to make to straighten things out. If a family is spending more than they take in, they have to sit around the dinner table and figure out what they've got to cut out of the budget. Maybe it's the HBO and the premium channels. Maybe it's the eating out. Maybe it's the vacations, a little more austere. That's called austerity, I guess, and that's a dirty word. Greece says austerity is a dead-end road. Well, so is spending more than you take in. We're 855-611-BEST. We do manage money here for folks all across America. Or we're pwstreet.com. I'm already working on this week's newsletter, pwstreet.com. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.